One horse would pull this old hare, have teeth in it, you know, and drag the top of the bed down to run the cotton plant on. Of course, we always planted the corn in the water fur, in other words, lower, and then plant it on the bed like you did the cotton.
Yes, sir. The water fur, what was that for?
That was the bottom of your fur, your lowest point where you had it up in the bed.
Oh, and the water.
And that was the lowest point.
That was where the water
Yes, it called it water fur because that was the lowest point, and that's where the water would run, you know, drain from the top of the bed down to that fur.
Yes, sir. Hmm. Now, you say your land was not real. Was it hilly here, or did you have lots of...
Well, it's not... this coastal plain area, and the hills, most of them, there's some rather hills higher than others, but as a whole, you know, it wasn't too hilly, but it was so sandy. That's what really made it subject to so much erosion, and why you lost the fertility, and they were forever having to just keep on clearing land and letting it then this other that had, where erosion had taken its toll, maybe go back into timber, you know, or for pasture or something, you know.
Yes, sir.
But
the type land that was overflowed in spring and you had to plow it late.
Of course, that'd be along the creek bottoms, and I usually always planted corn in it long in June, you know, hoping that the season was right and it matured out. And there's usually an insurance crop, maybe if you had a drought period, or season on the other, and it didn't produce quite well, and round that where you couldn't plant until late, you'd plant it. You're usually assured of some corn from it, you know, unless frost came too early. Yeah. But usually it'd produce out if you got it planted in June.
Yes.
Enough and work it, say, by the 1st of July. I know on this old farm over here, I had a particular field there on Beaver Creek that was always overflowing in the spring, and it'd be rather late. It looked like to me every 4th of July, that's what I had to do, would always work in that field over there year after year. That's where I was always caught, and everyone else going to a picnic or something, and I was over there plowing corn.
Yeah.
That's where my father sent me that day.
Yeah.
I'd catch things like that. If it's short and had to work the saddle horses or other horses, well, I'd have to do that because he's scared lest one of the neighbors flying afraid to kill him, you know, get too hot, wouldn't watch him close enough.
Yeah.
They were always a little hard to work and would fret, you know, and wouldn't work calm and well. Yes, emotionally, yeah. You walk fast, and you had to be